Let's bring in Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So you had another hour scratch yesterday at Saratoga?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
2 days in a row?
2 days in a row.
Man.
That sucked.
Oh, well. Well, we'll get to your Saratoga pick in just a moment. Well, my damn headphones. Did you hear that?
Nope.
Okay, well, good. Because it was an aggravating screech. Well, let's just talk once again Major League Baseball because 12-6. Okay, Boston beat the Angels 3-0. Chicago over Cincinnati 12-5. Detroit over Kansas City 10-8. Miami over Atlanta 9-2. Cleveland over Minnesota 7-5. San Francisco over Philly 5-0. And then San Diego beat Colorado 9-3.
Yeah, Bumgarner and Sale were the headliners yesterday. Sale pitched a real good game. It's the best game he's pitched all year. And Bumgarner went 7 innings, only giving up 1 hit. Had a no-hitter into the 6th inning against the Phillies. So those were my highlights yesterday. I took my nephew out for dinner yesterday. I was playing in a college league in Wisconsin where I think he finished up 5th. In the league in batting. He's just doing tremendous. So I told him I'd take him out for a steak when he comes home. I took him last night, and they had the Yankee game on. Before the game started, I told him the Yankees will hit at least five home runs tonight. I think they had 3 in the second inning. That's when I stopped watching it.
I think that's all they had. They just had the 3 home runs, I think. But still.
That's it?
Yeah.
So I was wrong?
Yeah, they had a lot of X-ray signals and stupid play by Toronto to get the other runs.
They played a real game last night?
Yeah, they played a real game. They really did.
Well, let's see real quickly here. One homer, 2 homers. Yeah, just 3 homers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They had a lot of people on base.
15 hits. Yeah.
That they actually knocked in the old-fashioned way.
Urshela hit 2 homers.
Yeah.
I was telling them the story where Urshela only had 8 home runs in the last 3 years. And I think right now he's got 14.
Yeah. it's amazing.
It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so when you get a shutout like Boston had yesterday and Bumgarner had yesterday for the Giants, I think they're entitled to parades.
it's a strange. Everybody will find out reality will come back next year.
Got to come back soon.
Yeah.
Because this is boring. I mean, whenever somebody makes good contact with a baseball, it's a home run.
Yeah.
It's not the way it's supposed to be.
No. All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Speaking about reality, reality sets in today for the Mets. We'll see how they handle it. They line up against Strasburg today, playing for Washington, pitching for Washington. They're lucky because the ace isn't available this weekend, but Strasburg's pretty good himself. So let's see how they fare against a team with a .500 record. If they come out of Washington winning 2 out of 3, move on to the next one and see if they win 2 out of 3 against whoever they have lined up next. I think it might be the Braves. If they do that, then they're real. They got a shot. If they go to Washington and get swept, go back into the closet, folks. The Mets aren't making the playoffs.
All right. So, exhibition football started last night.
Yeah, my friends were watching that. That's a disgrace. Exhibition football. And then already people have broken legs and torn up knees that are out for the season. And welcome to the NFL. Didn't take long. I know the one guy on the 49ers blew out something. He's done. Some guy on the Lions broke his leg. He's done. So here we go. Hope you got a lot of depth, folks.
That's right. All right, now what about racing today? Any racing picks that won't get scratched today?
Well, it's funny. My pick of the day is the same one as yesterday. In the 7th race, Shut the Box shows up in another $25,000 claiming race. So in the 7th race today, going 7 furlongs, my pick is the 9 horse, who was my pick yesterday, Shut the Box. Pretty weird, huh? He was part of an entry yesterday. I didn't think they would scratch. They scratched him out yesterday to run today. So that's our pick for today. races for the weekend. We got a few of them this weekend because it's a big weekend out in Arlington. It's Arlington Million Weekend. Starting at Saratoga tomorrow in the eighth race is the Saratoga Special, 6.5 furlongs for two-year-old colts. I'm going right down to the inside here. My two plays in here, one is the one-horse Noose. This horse showed first time at Churchill Downs at the end of June, going 6.5 furlongs, won easily at 4-1 by 5 lengths. Comes back tomorrow off two very good works at Churchill Downs, shipping up to Saratoga. And unlike years past, Churchill Downs shippers are running well at Saratoga. Years past, Churchill Downs shippers were automatic throwouts for whatever reason. But this year, they're transforming their form to pretty good racing up at Saratoga. So the number one Noose is my one pick. The other pick is right next door to two-horse Zeramid, trained by Steve Asmussen. Came out of the box at Churchill Downs on a sloppy track, ran an even third, then showed up at Saratoga in a maiden special weight, ran very nice, and won by 2.5 lengths at just under 2-1. So a 1-2-2-1 in the Saratoga Special, eighth race tomorrow at Saratoga. The ninth race is the four-star Dave, a grade one on the turf, going a mile on the inner turf. A lot of ways you can go in this race, and I'm spreading out in here. The two-horse, Dr. Edgar, has a lot of early speed in here. He might get pushed by the 10. If he doesn't, he's the lone speed. So we have to use him. This horse runs it well at Gulfstream. Belmont has run at Saratoga 4 times, hasn't won. Did finish first 1 time, but was DQ'd going a mile on the 16th last summer. So like with 4 starts, 3 times in the money, and the speed, Dr. Edgar is a dangerous horse. The 8-horse, Hembry, another horse, has run up there 5 times with 1 win in 3 seconds, coming off second in the Forbidden Apple over a yielding track. He's not going to get a yielding track tomorrow, and this horse will be closing late. And Chad Brown, I think he has 11 horses in an 8-horse race here tomorrow. He's got a ton in here. The one horse I'm going to use out of Chad Brown's barn is the 9-horse, Made You Look, who's coming out of that Forbidden Apple race last time. Got tired a little bit at the end of it, justifiably so, had an 11-month layoff, should be much tighter tomorrow at 10-1. I'm going to use that Chad Brown runner in here. So in the four-star, Dave, a 2-8-9 exacta box is the way I'm going to go in that one. Getting on the plane, heading to Chicago for tomorrow in the 10th race, which is off at about 6:30 our time. The 10th race is the grade 1 Secretariat. Has 9 horses in here. This race is strictly for three-year-old colts. 2 horses I'm looking at. One is the 4-horse, The Last Zip, trained by Michael Stidham. Has a race over the track at Arlington Park. Ran second by a neck in that race in the American Derby. This horse made a big jump prior to the American Derby. One broke his maiden at Belmont Park in June. Took about a month off, come back right from the maiden specials into a grade 3, which is a hell of a big jump. Wasn't bad in the race, running second at 7-1, and the horse that beat him ran a track record. So this horse really improved off that maiden race, and I'm using this horse again tomorrow. And the other horse coming out of the same race, the American Derby, dead heated with The Last Zip, that's the 9, Crafty Daddy. Crafty Daddy came into the American Derby off a 3-race winning streak and was only a neck away from being undefeated. So the 9, Crafty Daddy, is my top pick in the Secretariat, and the 4, The Last Zip, is going to round up my exacta. Brings us to our last race of the weekend. The 11th race is the Arlington Million. This race goes off at 7:12 our time tomorrow. And the only reason why I'm talking about this race is because the best turf horse in the country, and maybe the world, is in the race. That's the 3-horse, Bricks and Mortar. This horse had a big injury in 2017, took over a year off, came back off that, and has been nothing but outstanding since, winning the last 5 races, the last 2 being the Turf Classic Derby weekend at Churchill Downs and the Manhattan on Belmont Day at Belmont Park. And this horse is just a tremendous specimen that you should watch and run, and this horse will win the Arlington Million tomorrow with any unforeseen traffic or whatever else could happen in the race. Bricks and Mortar will win the Arlington Million. And I think last year's horse that ran in it and won with a big late close, the one Robert Bruce, is the way to round out a what would be a small exacta. So in the Million, the 3 Bricks and Mortar, followed by the 1 Robert Bruce to make an exacta in the Million tomorrow. So a lot of nice races around the country tomorrow.